in terms of the refugees and the wider kind of Liberian population, because obviously the influx of refugees as a result of the escalation of violence and the situation in Cote d'Ivoire has also affected some of the host communities who have been very receptive in hosting a lot of these refugees. So World Water Day is an occasion to not only bring attention on the lack of water and sanitation access that those people, but more widely for the host communities and the people of Liberia.
Oxfam flew in emergency supplies for about 70,000 people last week. What's been done with those supplies?
So those supplies arrived last Tuesday, and they were essentially water and sanitation supplies, such as latrine slab, water quality testing kits, and various equipment to provide access to water. So those supplies are being transported to the bordering counties with the Ivory Coast to be able to respond to the need and provide basic water and sanitation services to the refugees in the camps and transit centers being set up there.
Can you give us an idea of the problem areas that you're still facing? What still needs to be done?
What we're calling on is essentially to ensure that right financial resources are provided to the humanitarian agencies and the various UN agencies who are providing the humanitarian support on the ground to the refugees. So we're calling on all donors and all the donor community to step up their efforts in terms of financial resources to provide the right needs to the refugees. We're also encouraging UNHCR and other partners to provide necessary transport to move the refugees, which are currently, most of them, along the border, and for those who want to move further inland to a safer location where these humanitarian agencies can provide more sustainable services in terms of shelter, water, sanitation, and food.
What are conditions like along the border?
The border situation is we're having an influx of refugees, which is varying according to the kind of escalation of violence the other side of the border in Cote d'Ivoire. And so people are coming into Liberia to seek both protection and also services such as water and sanitation and food to be able to survive while the situation is still tense on the other side of the border.